This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it is a huge Monday on my life. Right before we started, I actually looked over at Chris and I said, I have no earthly idea how we're going to get to everything tonight. Nevertheless, here's what we have on tap. Allow me to begin. About a half hour from now, we have the editor of Breitbart coming on. We're going to discuss the spending deal that they cut over the weekend. We're going to discuss Jamal Bowman yanking the fire alarm. Kathy Hochul says New York City has too many immigrants. They have to go away. We have pirates off the coast of San Francisco. I have several emails I need to respond to. Kevin McCarthy, Matt Gaetz, the Donald Trump civil trial, Gavin Newsom's new Senate appointee. It's Medal of Honor Monday, an hour from now. There's too much stuff. I can't take it. And all that's coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And with all these major things in the news, and I didn't even get to everything. Merrick Garland, we have all kinds of stuff. With all that stuff, I'm not beginning anywhere else because I first have to yell and scream for a minute. And you know I hate doing that. But I feel there are a couple conversations we have to have now, or else they're going to be on my mind and I won't be able to get to the spending bill and the illegals and the Trump stuff. And there's something I have to get off my chest. And I realize it may come off as harsh, but sometimes I'm a believer harsh is necessary. Here we go. I'm going to get through this and I am actually going to try. You know, I do not like yelling. I don't do yell and scream radio. I'm going to try to not do any of it this time either. I am going to, as calmly as humanly possible, get this out. So here we go. This is an email to begin the show. Jesse, I love your show most of the time. But last night when you advocated that we do the same thing the communists do, such as infiltrate them, I turned off your show and I probably will listen now only occasionally. This is horrible advice. And he says at the end, we must not use evil to win, or we become evil. Okay. All right. Must not use evil to win, or we become evil. All right. Look how calm I am. I'm fine. Okay. Or we become evil. That's interesting to put it that way. Must not use evil to win, or we become evil. Have you ever heard of the 12 spies, Mr. Evil? You ever heard of the 12 spies? Well, you're using words like evil. I'm assuming you are a religious man of some kind. The 12 spies, they were sent by Moses
into the promised land to spy for a long period of time at the land God had promised the Israelites. Now, let me ask you something, Mr. We Must Not Use Evil. Do you think they walked in and said, hey, what's up, guys? Philistines, hey, my name? It's Aaron. We're Jews. We're spying here. We're actually planning on invading any minute now. And I'm Aaron. That's Moses. This is Ben. We love God, and we are going to kill all you guys. Do you think they said that when they were spying, Mr. Evil? Mr. Duno, do you think they said that? Or do you think they lied about their names? Oh my goodness, do you think they lied about their occupation? Do you think people have to get their hands dirty to defeat evil? Or do you think it's done by nursery rhymes? Because apparently half of the conservative movement in this country believes that we defeat evil with nursery rhymes. I'm so sick of this mentality, I could pick up this microphone and beat somebody with it at this exact moment. We must not become evil. There's a line for you. Here's a great one. Must not become evil. Then Saul said, thus you shall say to David, the king does not desire any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines to take vengeance on the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hands of the Philistines. So when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to become the king's son-in-law. Now the days had not expired. Therefore David arose and went out and his men and killed 200 Philistines. And David brought their foreskins and gave them in full count to the king that he might become the king's son-in-law. The quote, man after God's own heart brought back a silver tray of foreskins for the king from dead men. Do I need to describe for you in detail war story after war story after war story of the things men have done to defeat evil on this planet? Should I go over what the stakes of the game are? Did you know that in Potest prison, they made these Christians who they held there, trying to turn them into God-hating communists? Did you know they took their excrement buckets and made them drink it? Oh, I'm sorry. Is this too offensive? Is this too harsh? Well, maybe you're not aware of the stakes of the game. The stakes of the game are your pastor gets crucified to the altar. Jesse, that's too far. Really? It wasn't for the commies in Spain. It wasn't for the commies in the Soviet Union. It hasn't been too far for a communist ever. The stakes of the game are life and death. So frankly, if you're not able to infiltrate someplace and conduct yourself as if you are in a war against evil, take your sorry, soft, low-T self and get to the stands and watch while the rest of us are trying to save this country for our children and their children after them. You say you might not listen anymore? Well, here, allow me to say this. If you think that we can fight against the commie vile scum in this country politely without ever getting our hands dirty at all, and we can do this, we don't use evil, guys. If you think we can fight it that way, I'm begging you to turn off the radio now and never listen to a word I say again. I don't want you listening. I don't want you in my orbit. I don't want you in my country. And I certainly don't want you on my side. Go guard the daycare with the other women while the rest of the warriors are trying to save the United States of America. I am so sickened by this despicable mentality on the right. The right grosses me out more than the communists ever have. At least these dirty, vile commie scum believe in something and they fight for it tooth and nail because they see the country they want. They see this evil, destructive country they want, and they are out there being the hands and feet trying to make it happen, but not our side. Hey, we'll go home. Maybe we'll pray about it. Whoa, don't infiltrate. Don't be mean. Don't use those words. Oh, my gosh, don't do this. Wait a minute, guys. If we do this, we might become the monster. Pathetic. Pathetic. I see stuff like this, and you know what it does? it reminds me why we are where we are. This nation, 250 years ago, give or take, this nation was founded by brave Christians who crossed an ocean and starved to death so they could live and be free and worship free. This nation was built by families who threw themselves in a covered wagon and went west. They were assaulted, tied to wagon wheels, and burned to death by the Comanche on their way, and yet they still kept going. These are the people who founded and built the United States of America. Fighters, warriors, people who believe in something. And now this country is so lacking in balls. If you suggest even the tiniest action that really, really gets to them, it's not them who are bothered. It's our own side. It's easy to see why we have a church in this country that is broken and pathetic and doing drag shows from the pulpit. It's easy to see. This country, the right, they have lost any idea whatsoever of what it takes to win. This nursery rhyme conservatism is some kind of sickness. It is some kind of sickness. And believe me when I tell you, nursery rhyme conservatism is as deadly as cancer is. I don't want to hear about your touchy-feely feels. I don't want to hear about what makes you uncomfortable. You know what I want? I want my grandsons, who don't even exist yet, I want my grandsons to grow up in a country where they can be free, where they can speak what they want, worship how they want, and do the things they want without the FBI arresting them and throwing them in a dark cage for the rest of their lives. And I will do whatever I have to do to make sure that future comes to be. And if the things I do and say make you uncomfortable, as I said before, turn off the radio. I don't want you to exist in my orbit in any way. Goodbye. I'm here for fighters. I'm here for anti-communists. All right, let's get to the funding stuff and Jamal Bowman and all these other things. Freaking had it with this crap. Jeez. Now, speaking of existing here, we also have to figure out a way to get some kind of retirement as they blow through everything here in the stock market. You hear about the yield today? I won't go into all the finance news. The worst news about the yield since 2007, right before the pop. It is important that we are putting our money in things we can touch and feel, things like real estate, man. It is important that we are investing in things that no matter what these politicians do, they will be there for us. A home always has value. Done for you real estate knows how to get you investing in real estate as a normal person, not a millionaire or billionaire. A normal person can do this, and you stick with them. And you go from one home to two to five to 10, and soon you're retiring. DoneForYouJesse.com. Go find out how. These are our people. DoneForYouJesse.com. They share our values, and it's things you can touch and feel. Go now.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, we are going to get to politics here in a second. I swear, that was my bad. My bad. I am calm now. You know how that stuff steams me. Look, I
am so sick of our own people, of our own politicians more than anything else, always with a reason why they can't do this and can't do that. And the right, they just need this huge mentality change on what it means to actually fight. By the way, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, and you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The right genuinely believes they can get out of this by just being nice or normal or not getting their hands dirty. You understand that there's no way to save this country comfortably, right? You're aware of that. It's why I didn't even open the show talking about the funding thing. Okay, you know what? Let's have this talk. Okay, over the weekend, what happened? What happened over the weekend? Well, what happened was exactly what I told you was going to happen ahead of time. You already knew. I didn't tell you anything you didn't already know. Over the weekend, Republicans joined with Democrats to pass a 45-day stopgap funding bill through the House. Chris, go ahead and jot this one down, buddy. You're going to want to remember this. Okay, so it's a 45-day funding bill through the House. Today is October 2nd, 45 days from now. If it's a weekday, we're going to be doing a radio show. 45 days from now, I will be sitting here behind the microphone talking about the next temporary funding bill the House Republicans joined with Democrats to pass. Okay, we know all this. This is all stuff we could see coming. And they're all thrilled about all of it. Okay, and now Matt Gaetz is fighting with McCarthy and everything else. But why am I supposed to care? The Republicans never fight for us. I knew they weren't going to fight for us this time. I know they're not going to fight for us next time. We are in a situation now financially that is, well, I'll put it to you this way. You know about the debt. All right, $33 trillion in debt, whatever. It's just a big number. You know it. I know it. It's just a number. Just a huge number. Wrap your mind around this. You know how you've heard forever that we are the biggest military in the world, the best funded military in the world. You know that, right? Our military budget is a combination of the next several countries combined. It's still greater than them. That's how big our military budget is. It's huge. Okay. Well, the interest on our $33 trillion debt now exceeds our entire military budget. So what should have been a 45-day all hands on deck meeting to discuss how to save this nation instead became the same thing you have seen over and over and over again. Republicans hand-wringing over this, hand-wringing over that. What about this? What about that? And Democrats acting like nothing can change. Both parties coming together, acting as if funding the government is the most important thing in the world. Kevin McCarthy was all over the news this weekend talking about it. You've seen it all over the place. Lindsey Graham was talking about it. Oh, my God.
He wanted to get out of Afghanistan.
Well, Vladimir Putin has been praising him for his comments about Russia and Ukraine.
Here's what I'll say about President Trump.
Yeah, and I don't even have time for Lindsey Graham right now. Kevin McCarthy's going to make it, and he did the right thing, and he's trying to hold everyone together, and of course we're going to get Ukraine funded, of course. Well, why am I supposed to care? These people are supposed to be fighting for us. They're not fighting for us at all. Therefore, we are heading headlong into a brick wall of debt. It is going to shatter your standard of living and my standard of living. And yet we're supposed to do this theater every time where I pretend like Republicans fight for us. They never do. You know why they never do? Because they have the same mentality as that guy who emailed in. Well, we can't shut it down. We can't be impolite. We can't be controversial. There is no saving the country without being controversial, without doing drastic things, without doing things that are going to make everybody uncomfortable, without doing things that will get you destroyed in the news. There is no saving this country in a comfortable way. It's not humanly possible. If you wanted to save the country in a comfortable way, you shouldn't have let the communists take over every institution and the debt get to $33 trillion. Now we are in that stage that's called desperation. Now comfort ain't going to come into play, Jack. Now it is what it is. I want you to listen to something right now. This is not a person you've ever heard of before. Goldie Mohammed's the person's name. This human being is in charge of hiring teachers in New York City. But forget about that. I want you to listen to this person. And I want you to understand that this mentality now governs every institution in the United States of America, from the government to schools, FBI, military, corporations, entertainment. I'm going to play this for you. And I want you, as you listen to this communist apparatchik, I want you to think to yourself, is there a polite way out of this?
I worked with a school district in the Bronx, and we redid their recruitment strategies. We do not wait for teachers to come to us. We go out and recruit the brightest and the best.
Just quick pause. Who do you think that communist is going out and recruiting?
We have to stop asking questions that do not get at anti-racism or culturally and historically responsiveness. And we redid their the protocols. Once they are coming in for an interview, they need to meet with students. They need to meet with parents. Everybody needs to sign off on this teacher. They need to know that this is a community thing. They need to demo a lesson on anti-racism. Let's stop trying to remediate
Aha, it's some New York school teacher. That's the director of the FBI, the president of the United States of America. That's the new CEO of Coca-Cola. And you think there's a polite way out of it? I'm sorry, there's not. Rooting communism out of this country is going to hurt. Buck up, let's get ready. What, Chris? We can make jokes, it's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. That is, of course, coming up about 30 minutes from now. Let's deal with all the big things, and I'm going to get to all the big things. All right, I'm going to get to all the big things. The big things are the funding thing, the Kevin McCarthy speakership thing, the Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm idiocy, the Trump fraud trial. We're getting to all these. I have to laugh about this one. Mayor Eric Adams to travel to Central America to speak with migrants. What's he gonna say?
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
What exactly is the plan? Do they think you're going to go down there and talk to them? And they're going to be okay. Maybe I should go down and translate, Chris.
Buenas tardes.
What? I should go down and translate. But Kathy doesn't sound like Kathy Hochul doesn't sound interested in taking anymore.
I want them to have a limit on who can come across the border. It is too open right now. People coming from all over the world are finding their way through, simply saying they need asylum. And the
Okay. Let's move on. That's the deal with the Jamal Bowman story, one that I've avoided because I don't care. Now, I need to explain why I don't care. Who is Jamal Bowman? He is, of course, the idiot New York City congressman, total communist nut job. You can routinely see him. There's endless amounts of video of him out there making a jerk of himself. That's what he does. He yells and screams and gets really loud in Congress, and he makes a loud spectacle jerk of himself. That's who he is. He's one of these clown people. There are people like this. You've known people like this in your life. I've known people like this in my life. They don't have any amount of shame whatsoever. And so those kind of people can be extremely useful for a cause. He found his cause. It's Congress. He's perfectly willing to do whatever is necessary. He goes to disrupt the vote. He yanks the fire alarm in Congress. Of course, he puts out a statement right away. I didn't know it was a fire alarm. And what have we had since then? Since then, What's been the response to that? Well, the response to him pulling the fire alarm is actually why I didn't open the show talking about it. Here's a small sample of it. Here's New York Congressman George Santos.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Congressman George Santos. This here is a fire alarm. If you lift this part here and pull this down, you trigger an alarm. Don't do it. Stay good, kids.
Isn't that funny? An online video about how to use a fire alarm. How creative. From what I understand, Marjorie Taylor Greene did that as well. I believe about 8,000 people on the right have given out instructions on how to pull a fire alarm. Wow, we really got him. So I think Jamal Bowman has learned his lesson. He's going to stop being a commie. But if that wasn't enough, you want to talk about Jamal Bowman having a bad day? If that wasn't bad enough, think about this. Think about this. You're Jamal Bowman. You're a committed communist, right? Then you do a communist thing like yank a fire alarm because you don't worry about the law. Then you get made fun of in a video, but it gets worse for you. The Speaker of the House of Representatives gets up in front of the entire United States of America and points out your hypocrisy.
I was really appalled of watching Democrats' actions today to delay it to get to a shutdown. But when we found that an individual elected to Congress would pull a fire alarm, that's a new low. We watched how people have been treated if they've done something wrong in this Capitol. It'll be interesting to see how he is treated on what he was trying to obstruct.
Ouch. Can you imagine the pain and anguish Jamal Bowman must be going through? Republicans just pointed out his hypocrisy. Oh my gosh, this is a devastating moment for communists. They will never recover. They will never recover. We have pointed out a double standard. He even pulled out the old GOP tried and true. Can you imagine if the roles were reversed, guys? Why don't I care about the Jamal Bowman thing? Because he has the protection of the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is a Democrat organization. Now, the point of the Department of Justice, every part of it, including the FBI, is to protect Democrats and destroy Republicans. The Democrats own the federal justice system in this nation. Not only that, the GOP's too low T to do anything about it. So I'll be honest with you about something. And as long as I'm making everybody mad today, I might as well make another one mad. Part of me thinks the Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm thing kind of funny. And here's why I think it's funny. Let me explain why I think it's funny. Obviously, it's ridiculous and horrible and he's a jerk and all this things, but here's why it kind of gives me a laugh. I look at the GOP as being cowards. Cowards. We've talked about that movie before, Saving Private Ryan. What's the guy's name? Upham, the guy that hides in the stairs crying, holding on to his weapon, crying as his buddy's getting stabbed to death in the room like 10 feet away. One of the most famous cowards in movie history. And you can picture it probably in your mind. If you've seen the movie, you can picture him standing there in the stairwell crying. I'm too scared. Oh my gosh. Well, I need to explain myself. This is why I think the Jamal Bowman thing is funny. I think the GOP, when I think about the GOP, that's what I picture. I picture Upham in the stairwell with all the guns and ammo to do something, but I'm too scared. I'm crying. That's the GOP logo, in my opinion. That's the GOP logo is Upham. And so picture this. Because that's how I think of it, picture this. Picture some big, tough American soldier walking by Upham on the stairs and grabbing him and just pushing him down the stairs just to laugh at him. He bangs his shin. Ooh, that hurts. Let me ask you. Would you think that was funny? I would think that was funny. If somebody took that coward and pushed him around, I would think it was funny. Watching Democrats push Republicans around. Yes, it frustrates me. Yes, I want more. Yes, I want anti-communism. On some level, I think it's hilarious because that's exactly how I would operate if I had every single position of power in all the institutions in this country and I knew I was facing total cowards who are never going to do anything to be significant at all except for point out my hypocrisy. I just yank the fire alarm every day just to watch them do nothing, just to rub it in their stupid faces. I love it. I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. They're going with the most obvious excuse too. They're all making fun of him for this excuse. Hey, I was just trying to get to the votes. I think this excuse is great. Why? Because it's so ridiculous. It tells you, dude, I'm just rubbing it in their face for fun.
You know, I don't know why this has gotten so much attention. I was literally just in a rush to go vote, man. That's all it was.
Literally? Were you literally in a run to go vote? You weren't just on your way to go vote. That wouldn't have been enough, of course. You were literally on your way to go vote. Anyway, I'll let him continue.
You know, I don't know why this has gotten so much attention. I was literally just in a rush to go vote, man. That's all it was.
Are you afraid of any repercussions either from leadership or from legally from Capitol Police?
I mean, listen, I take responsibility for what I did, you know, but like I said, I was in a rush to go.
I was in a rush, so I pulled the fire alarm. It's ridiculous. No one believes it, but I don't care because cowards like the GOP deserve to be bullied. I think it's hilarious. I think it's great. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, in response to a member, a House member, committing a crime. You know that's a crime, right? He committed a crime, and he did it on video. Remember, the Capitol is the most surveilled place in the world. Every square inch is on video. If you go take a dump, they will be able to give you all the details in the Capitol. Everything is on video. So he did this. He did it on video, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives got up behind the podium and pointed out his hypocrisy. And can you imagine if the rules were reversed?
I was really appalled of watching Democrats' action.
So I think it's kind of funny. Now let's discuss the funding thing. What's happening with this whole McCarthy Gates stuff? What's the behind the scenes stuff there? And where's all this stuff going to go? And Joe Biden from today. We still have to get to Merrick Garland. Oh my gosh. You know what? No, I have to get to all the Trump fraud, Letitia James stuff from today. I didn't even get to any of that. Okay. We'll get to that in a second. First, let's do the preborn stuff. What kind of preborn stuff? Oh, I don't know. Little things like saving a baby's life. Abortion has been in the news a lot lately for various reasons. It's awful. But I have got good news for you. We are actually winning on this issue. And we are not winning because of legislation. The legislation's good. It's fine. That helps. We are winning because of education. We are winning because advancements in science and technology, it's waking people up to the fact that is a baby. It's unavoidable. The ultrasound makes it unavoidable. When the mother lays down and hears a heartbeat, she knows she's a mom. It's alive. Preborn gives that ultrasound to a mother for free. She's seeking an abortion. They say, hey, how about a free ultrasound first? She hears it. She chooses life almost every time because of your $28. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give that $28. Go tonight. Sponsored by Preborn.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I am a little bit overwhelmed with all we have to get to tonight, but the Oracle can handle it, Chris. Don't you worry about anything. The Oracle has it all covered. Before we get to the Trump New York City fraud trial today, I'm going to get to that here in a second. We have to get to the funding stuff, the Merrick Garland stuff. We have pirates in America, and that's kind of awesome, even though it's horrible. And Medal of Honor Monday in 10 minutes from now, I want to get to this email. Actually, I have a couple that are real heavy tonight. I want to get to this one, though. Jesse, your story last week about your friend who spiraled out of control with alcohol and ignored all the warning signs until he hit rock bottom really spoke to me. I'm in a similar spot. I went through a traumatic divorce 3 years ago, and I've been drowning my sadness with alcohol until I pass out every night. So far, I haven't lost my home, job, or relationship with my son, but I probably should have by now. I've been lucky. I realized I don't want to risk it anymore. I just finished day one sober for the first time in months. Thank you for being so much more than entertainment and political commentary. You always say if you're struggling, you're winning. I'm going to start struggling for a full life again. I am so proud of you, brother. Even if you did day one and then tripped and fell on your face in day two, get up and do another day one. Then get up and do it again the next time you screw up. I am proud of you. Always remember, and this goes way beyond alcohol, if you're struggling with screw-ups in your life, your own screw-ups, That's all I do is screw up. Believe me, I'm a expert in that. Struggle with it. You will beat it. And as long as you're struggling, you're winning. Now, speaking of our struggles, I am frustrated with something. And this is, I'm going to say something here. It's going to probably make a bunch of people mad. Just give me a second, because for once I'm going to explain myself. I sometimes wish Trump was gone. Pause. Let me explain. I am looking at all this New York City civil fraud trial stuff with Trump and how ridiculous it all is. And I was looking at an article today. I think it was from CBS News. I might have that wrong, about the four different Trump trials going on. And I remember looking at all this stuff and taking and just sitting back this morning and thinking to myself, this is so insane that a country is doing this to this man in an election year. And I don't understand why everyone can't see that it's insane. But I have my answer. I know why they can't see it's insane. Everyone can't see it's insane because it's Trump. And because when it comes to Trump, people get these horrific blinders on, whether it's love blinders or hate blinders. But if his name wasn't attached to this, if it was Donald Kelly facing four different criminal trials in an election year and a civil trial, the world, not America, the entire planet would be concerned, and you would have foreign bodies like the UN talking about stepping in and passing resolutions against the corrupt system. But because it's Donald Trump, people get these horrible blinders and they just can't see. And when it comes to this fraud trial stuff today, do I need to remind you the most insane part of this is Letitia James campaigned on it?
The number one issue in this country is defeating Donald Trump. Nothing else matters. Yes, nothing else matters.
This is Letitia James again.
What would you say to people who say, oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person?
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I don't know why I would go vote. I don't even want to vote. I'll say one word, Donald Trump. Vote for me and I'll go sue him. And then did it. This is Letitia James again. This is her running for office.
Someone is above the law, including this illegitimate president. And so I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
If any other country pulled crap like this, we would be passing condemnations. In fact, every American, left, right, and middle, would be mortified by this if it was anyone other than Donald Trump. But because his name is attached to it, people just develop these horrific blinders and they can't see that we are right on the brink of passing into a country that is unlike anything we have experienced before. This was Letitia James from today.
Donald Trump and the other defendants have committed persistent and repeated fraud. Last week, we proved that in our motion for summary judgment. Today, we will prove our other claims. My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it.
Yeah. This is a tough place to be. All right. Before we move on, because we have to get to Medal of Honor Monday, we do have to talk about this internal GOP fight we have right now. The Gates people, the Freedom Caucus, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the pirates, the emails, the all these things. We're going to get to all that. Let's talk for just a quick second about our dogs. You know, we love our dogs. Did you know my dog Fred used to get ear infections all the time? On top of his digestive issues after every meal, he used to get ear infections all the time. Apparently, golden doodles are very susceptible to them. I don't remember the last time he's had one. What changed? Some special medicine? No. I just give him rough greens every meal. All natural nutritional supplement. Fred now gets nutrition instead of dog food because there's no nutrition in dog food. It's dead. That's why it's brown. Rough Greens is nutrition. You pour it on your dog's food, your dog will live longer. I've got an email right here from some guy's gorgeous, two shepherds he's got. Hi, Jesse. Rough Greens in action. My German is 13 years and still outruns Smurt, the smaller dog, up the hill. I have email after email after email of Rough Greens people saying, my dog is alive because of Rough Greens. Free jumpstart trial bags. All you have to do is call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Here was Joe Biden.
Mary Kay Sandlin, Scanlon. I keep telling them I think we're related. I found out when I went to Ireland, they did my genealogy, and they think, oh, you got a Scanlon in the background. So you may be my, I may be your 19th cousin.
Yes, that's the president of the United States of America. And here was him, too. I just want you to know that Strom Thurmond died in 2003, and the Voting Rights Act passed in 1965, and Joe Biden helped him along
with it. When I left the Senate, I was able to convince Strom Thurmond to vote for the Voting Rights Act. Strom Thurmond,
Joe Biden left the Senate in 2009. What's... Gosh. He left the Senate 6 years after the man was dead and buried. Good work, Joe. All right, enough of that. We have a really, really, really cool Medal of Honor. You ready for a cool Medal of Honor on a Medal of Honor Monday? We will get to that in a moment. We have all the budget or the House internal squabbles, I guess I'll put it to you that way, and piracy and this whole RFK thing. That's not good. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.